And now we'd like to welcome back to Art in the Air Spotlight, someone we've had on who talked about their new venture there at the Dune Summer Theater, and they now have auditions for the 2021 season. He's the artistic director, Tito Sanchez-Williams, and he's going to tell us about some of the plans they have coming up, and believe it or not, they're planning for 2021. Tito, welcome back to Art in the Air Spotlight.
So exciting.
Hi, thank you for having me back. Thank you so much.
Well, tell us a little bit about what you have planned. I mean, you're stepping out on a little bit of faith here of having auditions. And I should say, for those that understand this, there'll be non-equity auditions. And you can explain that and where you're at and what you got on the rehearsal. So go ahead, tell us about it.
Two very different romps.
Yes. So, you know, we're hoping that everything goes fine. We can actually have the shows. The shows will be outdoor, regardless of what happens, since COVID-19 is so unpredictable. We are holding auditions for two shows. The first one is Forever Platt. Okay. This is a musical. So we're looking for specifically four male actors. That's what requires a show. That's the whole cast. We require actors to submit a video, a self-tape of two contrasting musical numbers, no more than 2 minutes in total length. So that is for Forever Platt. And the show, the rehearsals will be from May 17 to June 2nd. And then the other show we're very excited about is the first time we've done this in the past 10 years as an association, at least, is our first Shakespeare show. We're doing A Midsummer Night's Dream. And for this, it is a bigger cast. The actors will be double cast. We're telling the actors to also submit a self-tape video of two contrasting comic monologues, at least one from a Shakespeare play, of no more than 3 minutes in total length. They can do this in the website, which is dunesarts.org, or they can see our submission in backstage.com. We also have a submission for both shows for actors to be able to do self-tape and contact us.
Explain what double casting is. I know what it is, but our audience may not understand.
Of course. So that means that for the example of Midsummer for Shakespeare, what that means is that there are 19 characters in the play. But because we're trying to cut back in pay and to actually have a smaller cast, we're trying to make the cast 10 actors rather than 19 actors. So some actors are going to be doing two roles instead of one. If they're familiar with the show, some actors might be doing one of the fairies, and then they might also be one of the mechanicals. They might be Nick Button. Well, not Nick Button because he's a big mechanical, but other mechanicals.
So can I also clarify, let's clarify something else possibly, where you said with Forever Plaid, there's four male, but it's also male identified as well? Is that?
Yes, we're very open to that, male identified. The big, huge thing that we want to do with the casting is to be very inclusive. So in both casting, we're asking to be ethnically ambiguous. It can be any race, it can be any background. We just really want talented, good actors, regardless of how you identify or regardless of your background. We're looking for that. And we're very, very open to that too.
You know, okay. You had a little bit of issues with vandalism last year. And of course, you pretty much missed the season last year. How's that coming? Yeah. Have you done restorations to that?
Yes. No, we have. We got donations, which we're very, very happy from our community. And we were able to repair the windows. We took the painting that they did in the wall. So it's so much better now. And we're still updating the grounds because they do need some work.
Yeah, it's been around for a while. So you're looking for people to audition. And again, non-equity means that equity is the actors union. But where can they find out some of the information, first of all, and tell us where you're located and things like that?
And also, so the auditions are via Zoom, right? So
yeah, so the auditions, what we want is a self-tape, which they can submit it through a Zoom video, YouTube, whatever they feel comfortable, whatever medium. As long as we can see you do what we ask, you know, two contrasting monologues, two contrasting songs that are at least 2 minutes in length for the musicals and at least 3 minutes for the Shakespeare. We do offer pay. We are paying the actors, but we can do equity pay, which is way more expensive and way more complicated. So they would be hired as an independent contractors, and they do get a pay.
Okay. And when you are you using an equity guest artist contract or a category two?
I think we're using category two.
Okay. Yeah, that's some things make things for theaters like you to be able to have an equity actor mm-hmm. and everything like that. Your planned season is going to be running on what dates?
So the dates will be the first performance, which will be for Forever Plaid. It will be from June 3rd to June 20th. That's the amount. Those are the shows. We're going to have weekend shows, Friday, Saturday, and Sunday. And then for Midsummer, the dates will be for the performances, July 1st to July 18th, for July 18th. Those are the performances.
Okay. And they can tell us your location and website and all that information and real quick.
The location is, we're in Michigan City in Indiana. They can find all the information of the location and about the foundation in doomsarts.org. That is where everything you will need to know. Yeah.
Okay, very good. Well, we appreciate you coming on Art in the Air Spotlight. That's Tito Sanchez-Williams, the Artistic Director for Dune Summer Theater. Break a leg this coming summer.
Thank you.
Thank you.